Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Everybody, I'm CJ Liu. Welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show. I am so thrilled beyond belief. I have James Van Praagh, who is, you know what, you are a pioneer. Did anyone ever call you that before?
I've been known as a pioneer in different movements, different ways.
You're like a man. You're a man exploring unknown territories, right?
That is true. That is very, very true. I was once called crazy and I should be locked up. And then I said, no, there's something to this. And that was 30 years ago. And now, of course, what I do is mainstream. So
yeah,
who's laughing now?
No one's laughing. We are like all cheering you, even in the heavens.
Yeah, that's great.
Woo, 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 woo. Everyone's like happy. Okay, here, your book, Growing Up in Heaven, is just a fascinating book. And, yeah, thanks for making me cry this morning.
Did you love it? I told you were going to cry, but that's a healing cry.
It was a healing cry. My heart just busted open because it was just so full of love for some of the people that you described and you shared their story in the book. So just a summary for everyone. This is basically wisdom that...
tell them who I am. Some of those people might not know who you're listening to.
What's my problem? Thank you. James Van Praagh is a medium, which means he talks to people that have passed. And in Growing Up in Heaven, he has talked to children that have passed, trying to, making sure that people feel peace in their children's passing, as hard as that may seem. And for me, when I read the book, I just felt general peace from reading it, whether, you know, I didn't have a child that passed, but, you know, you often hear about kids who pass early, and there's just so much unease when that happens. And even a loved one that I've had that passed, there's so much unease, and reading your book brought so much peace to me. So thank you. Thank you.
I try to as well. You know, I'm really the instrument, just bringing through the messages in the book, and, you know, I want to do my work, but, all the books I've written have had, and it's very funny, because I was talking to someone 2 days ago about this, one of the editors who've been with me working with my books, and they said, you know, the words that come out of the pages there, you can actually feel the energy, you feel the compassion, you feel the forgiveness, mm-hmm. you feel the message. There's one thing to be experience a message in an audience when you're in person, but then when you read it in the book, and that does translate in the book, and it comes out, and it's great. I mean, that's so successful, because you want the message to be as pure as possible.
Yeah, and so. I think that you really achieved that, because seriously, having me bawling first thing in the morning, really, what are you doing?
That's my job. I'm cleansing you. Cleansing your heart. Tears cleanse the soul there, CJ. Tears cleanse the soul.
Oh, thank you for cleansing my heart and making a smeary mess of my morning. So tell me, there's so many beautiful, poignant stories in the book. For you, which one resonates most with you that kind of epitomizes what you want parents to take away?
Well, it's hard to pick one above the other, but one of the most, well, it really is, as you know, because they're all so intense and they're all so incredible. I mean, the two that stick out were the parents who I met at a book signing, who were in their 80s, late 70s, early 80s, and they'd lost five of their children.
Oh,
and they were the most together people around. I said, how do you do it? And they said, oh, that's our soul's journey. We realized that we had to go through those experiences in order to teach people. What good would we be if we didn't use those experiences to help other people? And that, to me, was amazing, because I know that from doing this work for 30 years, that the hardest loss that there is the loss of a child. I just find that's very, very difficult. So that, to me, that they were able to get not get through it, but just really handle the way they did and teach and be an inspiration to many was really, really incredible and a blessing to meet them. And the other story in the book that really stuck out was the reading I did for a gentleman when I was doing a spirit circle in Laguna Beach. And I looked over to this man, the son was standing behind him, a spirit son was standing behind him, and he said, please help my father, he's going to drink himself to death. Mm-hmm. And I went to this man, he was wearing this whole leather jacket, leather pants, the whole like biker outfit, and I know that he was drinking something. And I said, sir, your son passed over. And he goes, yes. His name is Michael. He said, yes. And I said, please don't drink anymore. He said, I'm drinking orange juice. And I walked over, and of course he wasn't drinking orange juice. So of course I had to tell him, how could you do such a thing and not bring me one? So, and then what happened, the son came through with incredible details. He talked about, your son is telling me that his head did not hurt. And the man freaked out. He goes, my God, my son jumped from a plane and his parachute didn't go off. Mm-hmm. And then the son came through with more and more details, and it was a great communication. And one of the last things that he said, and this is in the book, I said, Dad, I want to thank you for the tattoo you got. You wrote my name, a tattoo, on your body. The man opens up his jacket, pulls up his T-shirt, and entire huge Gothic letters across his whole chest and midsection are the words, my beloved son, Michael.
Oh.
And that was pretty incredible, pretty incredible. And then about a month or two later, he came back to the next spirit circle I did, and he brought his family with him. I'm going to cry telling you this. And I was signing books at the end, and he said, I want to thank you. I said, you're that man that was here with your son? He goes, yes. He looked so different. He said, I stopped drinking ever since that night. And then his mother was there and his sister. And I said, I want to thank you because he's not been the same. He has changed completely. He stopped drinking. He saved his life. And he knows his son is in a good place. So thank you for helping him. And then the guy said to me, this man said to me, I'm going to go out and teach other people about life after death and also about alcohol. I'm becoming involved with a 12-step program to teach others. So that was pretty interesting. So, like, you never know in life what you can, everybody out there who's listening, you never know in life what you can say, what you can do. Just that one word, that one, the one thing you might do for somebody might have a rippling effect and just change people's lives forever. Mm. You never know. I think the spirit world, I think the universe puts us in places every day to give us an opportunity to help others. I think it's every day that happens.
And a lot of those stories are about children sharing messages with their parents about it's okay or I'm okay. I mean, what do you think is the things that are happening on the parents' end when you've seen parents, you know, they're clearly suffering. What are the key things the kids want the parents to know?
Well, again, I'm going to be generalized because each thing is specific, I will say this, and it might help people to understand easier. When I started doing this book, I didn't even know I was going to do this book. I wasn't planning on it, and I started seeing little children running around my office, spirit children. And I'm like, what is going on here? And my guides told me, they said, they're going to help you write your next book. And I said, really? So as the months went on, I started writing, and they came through to me, and they did help me. There were many of the children who I'd brought through before. And I'd saved many, many of letters and many messages from people who had readings with me with regard to the children who passed over and what the experience did for them and how it changed them or how it didn't change them and so forth. And I have found that through a child's passing. When I first wrote the book, it was going to be a child's passing. And when a child goes to the other side of the life, spirit world, they go to schools over there. They have a full life over there. They will live out certain experiences, which they couldn't live out here. And it was getting really into that, and the readings were all about that. But then I found as the book evolved, it really started falling into the sense of what is a soul and the soul experience. And then, as you know, in the book, it goes into, you know, I had to go this time as a child because you have to remember that we're spirits first and foremost having a physical experience, a human experience. You cannot measure a soul experience by 60 years, 70 years, 80 years. A soul might need to come back as a child. And then all the experiences it needs is 10 years, or it needs to go through the birth experience. And it might be an agreement with its parents and family, the soul family, that each one of those people have to go through an experience losing a child. So why? Well, it might change them in the future, might help them to help somebody else later on. Maybe in a former life, they left early, and now they have to go through what it feels like to lose somebody. So there's all different reasons why the soul goes as a child.
Yeah, and I think the thing that for me that was so fascinating about what you propose in the book is the whole notion of, okay, we actually have these souls. We have a soul plan. We have a soul, and we come out on Earth trying to create our soul plan. And after we pass, we review our soul plan. We figure out our deliverables, what we've delivered, what we haven't delivered. And you know what
the
I think
test that
is
we
the
passed,
best?
The test we didn't pass.
Yes, and here's what it's I true. Love. Like, you get to go to Soul Academy. Like, how cool is that? I get to go to school to fill in my gaps.
Sure. You bet they do. They go to schools over there. There are schools on the other side of life. There are higher, they call them higher halls of learning, where you can learn music and art and philosophy, all the subjects that we have here, and then some. They also talk about colors on the other side, and they say, you just don't know, you don't even really see the colors. The colors are so vivid and so alive over here, nothing like on the earth. On the earth, it's like wearing, you know, blinders, and when you pass to the spirit side of life, your true essence, where you're really home is, it's like taking off these blinders, and you begin to see the full spectrum of true color. And they tell me, this is really, really interesting, that the way we can see true color is to look in the facet of like a diamond or a rainbow. That's
beautiful.
The true, that prism, that deepness. And the funny thing is, I've often used diamonds, and I've used the analogy of a diamond, in that we as soul beings are like diamonds. And the more experiences that we have, the more facets are cut out. So the color becomes richer.
Oh, beautiful.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And that, over the years and years I've been doing that, and, you know, I believe the truth is really, really simple. I think we get caught up in the complexity of the simplicity. I think things are really simple, but we like to make it complex. What it really comes down to is, we come down to the schoolroom called Earth, and there are many, many lessons here in the schoolroom. There's compassion, patience, forgiveness, peace, understanding, whatever it might be, loving ourselves, whatever it might be. And I think if we could just stay simple to that truth and just love ourselves and also do treat another human being as you want to be treated, then your life will be much, much easier. Because one
beautiful.
Of the things also, CJ, when you pass over, and we talk about that life review, you have a life review when you pass over, you begin to see how your one word, your one thought affected every other person and how you're responsible for that. So
beautiful.
If we have that mindfulness and that awareness while we're walking on this earth, life will be a lot different for everybody.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And that's what children have come through and talked about very much.
Yeah,
so many
beautiful.
Times.
Get the book, people. What are you waiting for? Going Up in Heaven and Spirit Circle happening in Seattle.
I'm coming to Seattle. Yes, I am.
February 18th and a book signing on February 11th at the East West Bookshop. So seriously, people, sign up. Go to vanprog.com and you will actually get a special.
Can you spell that too for people? Because people don't know how to spell my name.
VanPraAgh. .com.
Good. Now I know how to do it because I get mixed up too.
We'll be right back.
People will be like, how do you spell that?
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City Solve SolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you looking for that special gift that will uplift, inspire, and give a heart a voice to express itself? Let our 365 messages of gratitude box diffused in English and French connect you daily with the essence of gratitude. Open daily a message of gratitude and gracefully move through your day. Offer this gift of gratitude to a hostess, a teacher, a mentor, an elder, anyone who inspires you to feel gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Steak Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And today we have James Von Prague, who is a medium, which means that he talks to people that have passed. And he was in the earlier segment talking about his book, Growing Up in Heaven. And this book really, it was really pivotal in me just understanding and finding a peaceful story about what happens. Why am I here on this earth? And what am I doing here? Why am I here? It's an awesome book. Everyone should go get it. James Van Prague, welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you, CJ. Thanks for having me.
So tell me, Spirit Circle, you're having one in San Francisco, you're having one in Seattle. What happens in one of these spirits?
Well, Spirit Circles, I started those about 3 years ago in Laguna Beach where I lived, and they were well attended. It's an intimate way of seeing me. It's about 200 people, which is intimate for me. And it's a really great three-hour evening where I actually will teach people like a little bit of philosophy, what's like when you pass over, what happens, and like what you're talking about in the book, about the soul, what the soul is, all different topics I discuss with them. And then I do a meditation with the people, and they do questions and answers. And then we do messages, like 2 hours of messages from different people in the audience. And people love it. So they asked me to bring it nationwide. So now I'm starting to go across America. And I'm going to Seattle first, then San Francisco, and then Minneapolis, and then Atlanta. So I'm doing a whole bunch of different cities, and I really would love people to come. And it's all the information on my website and the calendar page if they want to register. And it's a really great experience to witness it, and it's a very safe environment for people who've never experienced it before.
Yeah, it sounds really cool. I am going to go.
And I know you're
going to
be there.
I'm going to be. Going to be at your mediumship. I'm coming out of the closet as a psychic. Seriously.
There you go. I'm going to do a five-day mediumship
class. You just outed me here on the show. I just outed myself.
Good. Oh, that's good. We love being out. That's great. Better than being in. I'm doing a five-day class that you're taking. It's going to be Seattle. We have 10 spots left for that. It's only 100 people, and that's a five-day intensive. I'm doing that there in Seattle and also in Minnesota, and that's a really great class. I mean, you will not be the same at those 5 days. You will not be the same. You won't look at life the same. Your whole perspective will change. Seriously.
Well, I see spirit children running around in my house.
You might. You definitely will see definitely spirit by the end of those 5 days. You'll be communicating with spirit with names and details and things. You'll be blown away.
As well as they're at least clean up after themselves, I can have more children in this house. But unless they don't clean up after themselves, they're not welcome.
Well, wouldn't it be great to communicate with people on a spiritual level instead of just a physical level? Or a mental level with thought.
Just get all deep on me. Okay. It would be. All right. I'm sure I can learn something from these kids. You did. I mean, the whole book is incredible.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be extra tough on you in class. You realize that now.
Oh, God, I know.
Okay.
Bring the whip. Okay, so All right, so we actually have several people on the line that want to talk to you. First is Julia.
Okay, so what I do in a process, I'll just explain to people how it works, is I listen to the sound of the person's voice, and that's kind of how I tune into whatever energies are around them. They might want to talk to their wife, but let's say the wife might not be there. I might not pick up the wife. I might pick up an animal, or I might pick up the next-door neighbor. And spirit brings through memories or items or things they talk about, what they want to talk about, not necessarily what the person on the phone wants to hear. So I just ask you to be as open as possible to whatever comes through, and make sure you have a pen and paper, because I'm going to write things down with them while I'm talking to them, because they might not know the birth date of their grandfather, but if they go ask somebody, they'll know it.
Okay, got it. So we're going to be trying to get as many people online, so make sure that you say your name, ideally who would you like to contact, but be open. If you don't, get your pen and paper out. And we have Julia. So Julia, we'd love to hear your beautiful voice.
Hi, CJ. Hi, James. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, Julia. Where are you calling from?
From Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. That's great. That's where Ghost Whisper took place. Okay. Well, that took place, but a person lived there from the show. So let me see. Let me just tell you who's around you. There's definitely a man here, and he feels like a father energy. So your dad passed over?
Yes.
And all this, I say yes and no to what I talk about. You understand yes?
Okay, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you that the chest is affected here. So I'm not sure if it was a lung or he's coughing before he passes over. Would you understand about coughing and the chest area being affected?
Yes, he had a massive heart attack.
A massive heart attack, but I'm telling you, he was definitely... Did he also smoke cigarettes at one time?
Yes, he did.
Okay, because as he stands here, and he doesn't like giving up a lot. He likes to keep very secretive about all this stuff. He's not very open in some ways. He's very secretive. In a way, he lives two different lives. You realize that, you know? And I like he lives two different lives, this man. I've got to tell it to you. And it's almost like two different families. I think that there was either a switch at a hospital or going to two different hospitals when he was ill. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, he was diabetic.
Uh-huh. But he was in one place, and then he went to another place, and that's where he passed. So it was either one hospital or a different hospital or you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you that I know he was diabetic because I know that there was a talk about amputation at one point, and I'm not sure if his leg was involved.
Yes.
Okay, good. Because that's what he's just telling me, okay? So he's just letting me know that. As evidence for you.
Oh, my God.
I want you to also be very careful as far as your weight, because he's talking about weight and sugar. And I want to talk about the girl. And there's a granddaughter around you, a daughter around you? Or
yeah.
He has a granddaughter.
Daughter.
He's concerned about diabetes with her, that might be a family background of that, and that she's got to get tested for that, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and who just had the potato chips? Who just ate the potato chips?
Potato chips?
Who just ate the potato chips? Juliet? Hello? Oh. Is that CJ? Are you eating potato chips?
Sounds like
we
lost it.
I'm not eating potato chips, I promise.
Okay. He's telling me that somebody, he was watching somebody eat potato chips just recently. So if you don't understand, ask your daughter, or the daughter of the girl involved, right? One more thing, and then I'm going to go. I don't know. Was he married twice, your father? I'm not hearing Juliet at all.
I think we may have lost her. So is there a message you'd like to give her?
No, I just thought that I feel like it's telling two different family type things. And I feel like there are two marriages or emotional connections with him in life. And I just want to say he loves himself a lot more now than he did when he was alive. And there's also a sale of a car that was a problem at the end of his life with a family member. So, okay. I'm going to let him go.
Hopefully, Julie, you'll be able to hear that message. Next, we have Tammy from Milwaukee. Are you still there, Tammy?
I'm here.
Yeah, hi. Okay. Can you say something out loud so James can hear your voice?
Oh, hello. I'm Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
You're hanging in there. Who do you want to contact? Who do you want to contact today?
I'm looking to contact my daughter.
Okay, and I just want you to be as open as you possibly can, and I want you to be as, just be open, okay? And your name is Tammy again?
Yes.
Okay, Tammy, let me ask you this. I'm seeing a pair of glasses in front of me, eyeglasses. So, eyeglasses. Do you have your daughter's eyeglasses?
No, I have a pair of new ones. Kind of like, yeah.
Okay. Do you have a pair of her glasses? So I guess a yes or no. And we're going to go very fast.
No. I don't know.
No. Oh. Okay. Are there sunglasses you have of hers?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's what she said to me. She said sunglasses. Also, the month of September is significant for some reason. So now, what the month of September, would you know about, you understand about the month of September? I feel this girl's a fast passing. I don't feel as slow. I feel very, very quick and very, very fast. And she doesn't know what hit her. I'm going to tell you it like that. Okay? She wants me to tell you that. So it's a fast, quick passing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes or no? Okay.
Yes.
You need Okay, now she's going on here, and she said, "Mommy, don't." She's calling you mommy or mama. I'm not really sure. It's mama or mommy, and she's not. That's how I'm hearing it in my head. Mommy or mom. Okay, and I just want you not to worry about me, mommy. Please don't worry about me, mommy. And did she make the cover of a newspaper, or was she in the front cover or of a newspaper article?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, because you're telling me you have that newspaper article, and I would not be surprised if it's near your person right now as we're speaking over the phone.
Yeah.
Right?
I have it.
Thank you very much. But she said it's right there with you. I know there's stuffed animals, whether a bear, a rabbit, or a bear, like a stuffed toy animal thing she's talking about.
Yes.
And you own some of hers, don't you, the stuffed animals? Good. And you still have them, she said. And I know that they're still in a bed somewhere, and I know that some are on a shelf, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And I know, was she buried, by the way, in a coffin?
Yes.
Okay, so I know that there's I know that there's definitely, she's keep on showing me bringing it's a light-colored coffin, and she keeps on talking about stuffed animals and putting them in the box with her, and letters and cards and notes. And I know that there's a Christian background somewhere here because I'm seeing a cross, okay?
Yes.
And I know that you're referring to her as angel, my angel, she's my angel now, or she's with the angel.
Yeah.
You understand that reference?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. And on your refrigerator in the kitchen, do you have anything to do with an angel, illustration of an angel there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. She's telling me that. Okay. And I know that close by is her photograph. And I know that there's a table in that kitchen. I know there's a table there. And I know that you sit and you think of her at that table because she sits right next to you. Okay. Right next to you. And one of her favorite things to do is putting her feet or legs up on the couch, on the sofa, and watch TV with you.
Mm. Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
You understand that, don't you?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good, good, good. Yeah. So she's just telling me that. I want to say a couple more things, then we'll finish. She's talking about her hair, and I'm not sure if you have her brush or comb, and you had her brush, and you pulled some hairs
out. I do.
Understand that. Yep. And you pulled some hairs out of that. She said, I was watching you, and you pulled the hairs out of that. So you separated the hair. You want to keep that hair. And she said, you did that. It makes sense to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Good. It does. It all does. Yep.
Good. Very good, honey. So, Tammy, she's right with you. I don't know if she had a friend named Nicole, she's telling me about. And Karen or something. She's also talking about a lake or going down to the lake or going by a lake, or a lake was a place you used to hang out or go to a lake.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that with the lake?
Right.
And
I would not
be a bit surprised if her friends did a little memorial service at the lake for her and either release balloons or release something by a lake because she's talking about that. And I want to talk about a pinwheel. You know about the pinwheel, right? It's a pinwheel either on her grave or it's a pinwheel, and she's laughing about the pinwheel. Loves it. And it makes her feel really, really happy. And she said, Mom, I don't have to get cold anymore in the winter. So she's not cold winter anymore. So she's telling me, and she's laughing about it. And one more thing I'm leaving with. There's a man named Jeffrey or Jeff she's referring to. So to who that might be for Jeffrey. So it might be older. I don't know if she had an older brother or a friend of his or... What is the connection?
Yeah, I don't know. No,
Keep it Jeffrey.
His cousin,
Jeffrey.
I know that. Yeah.
The cousin named Jeffrey. Okay. Yeah. Definitely that. Okay, good. And I want to talk about, is there under a bridge or living near a bridge, would they go by the trestle or a bridge?
Yeah.
You know, because she gives me in my mind's eye a vision of, like, the underneath a trestle or a bridge, and we're hanging out underneath it or looking up at it, and that's what she's showing me, okay?
Okay.
I got to tell you that, did she die outside the house?
No.
She passed inside the house. Inside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's something to do with outside the house as well. So I've got to tell you this. Okay. Well, that's I'm going to leave it at that. Okay, Tammy, there you go.
All right,
sweetheart?
Thank you so much.
Oh, God bless you, honey. God bless you. I think it helped you, Tammy. I think it helped.
It has, and I just recently joined your chat room, and it's awesome. It really
is. Tammy, great. I'm glad you're in the chat room. And that was, you had some very good things right there, I think. So she's definitely alive and around you, and you're a great mom. You're a great, great mom. So I got to leave you with that. And I'll see you in the chat room. I'll be on the chat room, so go there. I'll talk to you in the chat room.
All right, sounds good. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank
Bye.
You, Tammy.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. You're just astounding. I know you know that, but I'm just saying. I mean, really, that's just, it's astounding. All right, so thank you, James John Prague. Call us at 800-930-2819 if you want one of these astonishing readings. We will be right back. Want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then go to iTunes Store, type in Fired Up with CJ, and then you'll get a free subscription to our weekly show. And
folks, really? Okay, I'll do that.
Yes, do it. Do it right now. Okay, people, don't forget. February 18th, join the Spirit Circle in Seattle. Classes are filling up fast.
Vanprag.com.
VanpragAGH.com. We'll be right back.
Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ Show. And we have the pleasure to have James M. Prager, who is a medium, and he is talking to people who have passed on to the other side. And he's been doing these fabulous, fabulous readings. But first, before we get into readings, tell us again. So how can we find you? People want to be friends with you. They want to connect with you. What do? They go to Vom
Prager. My friend. Please be my friend.
Yeah,
on Facebook. I have a great Facebook fan page that I go on every day, and I put a beautiful sayings on there and a lot of different things and photographs and insights. So it's James Van Prague, and just press like, and you'll add up to be my friend. And then vanprague.com is my website, which I have a chat room in there. I have wonderful speakers. Actually, right now, as we're doing the show, we actually have people in my chat room, and they're actually listening and via the chat. So it's a great community, and people that are listening who don't know about that, please go to vanprague.com and enjoy the chat room. And also, of course, I'm going to be doing these dates coming up in Seattle and San Francisco. I'd love to welcome everybody.
Yeah, so February 18th, you'll be in Seattle. And then February 13th through 17th, you have 10 more spots for 10 lucky people to do a mediumship class. And when are you in San Francisco? Tell us again.
I'm in San Francisco the week after that, so it'll be the end of February. It's that last week of February.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Okay, so next we have Patricia on the line. Is that right? Patricia,
yes.
Still there? Yeah, great.
Yes, so, ma'am, I sure am.
Yeah, so tell us where you're from and who you'd like to connect with, if possible.
I am in Macon, Missouri.
Missouri, wow.
I'm not native to here. I'm from South Georgia, if you can tell the southern drawl.
So you're from Macon, Missouri?
Yeah, I'm in Macon, Missouri now. I've relocated
in Macon,
my
Missouri.
Husband. Uh-huh.
Okay. And that's who you want to contact, your husband?
No, I want to contact my dad, Clyde.
Your dad, Clyde. Okay. I just picked up some of the cancerous condition behind you. Who would that be? It's a lady. It's not a man.
My mother. She had breast cancer at one time.
Yep. Okay. But let me just bring her through because she just wants to. She's pushing herself in. And this lady wants to make sure her hair is very nice and neat. Okay. She's got to make sure her hair is not out of place. Everything has to be perfectly neat. You understand that? Yes. And
yes.
She's
can she
also
still
very
be
much
living.
Your mother.
Is she
with cancer?
She is still living. Yeah.
No, I have a parent that passed over with cancer. I have a lady that passed over with cancer. She's very neat and very coordinated with her look.
I don't know.
Okay. And who's Linda or Lynn? Would you know that reference?
Now, Linda used to be my next-door neighbor. Yes, and she was always concerned with her looks. And I think
she's passed. Has she passed? Are you sure she's passed?
I believe, yes, sir.
Yeah, I think she has. And she's very much, but if I tell you, I feel like she's younger. She dies. I would definitely tell you she might be in her late 60s, early 70s when she passes over. And I do feel there's a cancerous condition. I do feel she was laid out for about 3 months with this cancerous condition toward the end of her life. And I do feel that people came in from out of state to be with her, okay? I tell you that there's two dogs that she has with her. And if you would have known her, she would have had a dog or two dogs there at the house when you knew her.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, great. So let me just see you. She just wants to be acknowledged by you, and I just got to give you that to you. She also shows me, did your mother pass over?
No, sir.
Patricia, your mother's living. Who's up? There's a lady over here also next to this other lady. I'm not sure where she belongs. She wears a brooch on her dress. This other lady wears a brooch.
My grandmother.
Is that
my
your mother's mother? Okay.
Yes.
And that's your mother's mother, yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Because I tell you, there's a gold brooch she's wearing on her dress, and she said you would recognize her because on Sundays she would wear that. And I think she used to go to church, and she looked very dolled up for that. Shorter than the other lady next to her, I'm going to tell you that. Now, let me talk about this gentleman, this man here, okay? So that would be, okay, so your daddy, I'm going to call him daddy, not dad, I'm going to call him daddy, okay? And I want to tell you, did he gain a little bit of weight before he passed, or, like, was he a little husky, this man, at one point?
I believe so. I'm not really sure because I didn't know him very well.
You know him very well. Okay. Well, let me just tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a man with a brownish hair parted to one side, and I'm seeing it on my right side parted there in the right. Oh, my hair's going to the left. And I see this man. Gosh, he's taller than I am, which most people are, but he's about 6 foot, 5 foot, late 5'11", 6 foot. And he's a big guy, and he has calloused hands, by the way. When he shows me, his palms are calloused, and I feel like he does everything himself. And I want to go back to when he's younger, because he's bringing me back to his childhood when he's younger. And I just don't know if there's three brothers, but he's showing me an outside area with three boys. And I'm seeing chopping wood, and I'm seeing doing stuff outside the house. And I'm seeing a lot of, I don't say farming, but I see him working outside the house. Would you understand any of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because this is what he's talking to me about. And I want to ask if someone you know went to Texas or lived in Texas for a short while. Or did they call somebody Tex?
No.
Okay. So would you write down the word Tex, T-E-X, because that's what he's telling me, T-E-X. And I'm telling you that he has seen someone named Tex, T-E-X. Okay? And I'm going to talk about an eagle. He's saying something, eagle eyes. Were you a young girl when he passed away? Or were you a different family?
I was a young girl when he left.
You were a young girl when he left.
He passed. Yeah.
Right. And you only had memories of him when you were a young girl?
Yes.
Okay. And can I ask you, after he passed, have you received yet or photographs from someone?
No.
Okay. Well, let me tell you that I definitely feel there's definitely some... Wow, it looks really weird. It's like, not black and white, but they're those colorized kind of photographs. And it's kind of like, I'm sorry, it just looks like a bunch of family photos. And I wouldn't be surprised if you received them in some strange way. Okay? Do you know the name of Anne or Anna?
I know Annie. Yes.
Who's Annie? Who is that?
Annie is my nephew's wife.
Okay, still living, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why, but he's been around her a lot lately for some reason. I don't know if she's going through some hardship or some emotional problems around her, but she needs your help, he keeps on telling me. Your dad comes to you in prayer. Can I just say he comes to you in prayer? And I have to say it that way. I think this man also was religious in many ways. But I also got to tell you, there's an angel part to him and there's a devil part to him. Like, is the angel on one shoulder, the devil on the other shoulder. And also, do you know if there was drinking involved at one point with your dad?
Yes, there was.
Mm-hmm. Because I definitely feel there's a toxicity with alcohol with him. And I do feel he felt guilty very, very much for leaving you. And I think there was another member of your family. You must have had... Another sibling? Was there two siblings?
There's four of us.
Four altogether. So you and three others. And I definitely know that he felt guilty about this. I really feel that he definitely feels he wants your forgiveness for that. And I know that you're beyond. I know that you're very evolved as far as that. Forgiveness is everything. You know that. And I know this is a lesson for forgiveness for you. But Patricia, look out for him in your prayers. Okay.
Okay, very good.
I'm going to leave it at that, sweetheart. God bless you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you so much. It was so wonderful.
All right, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much for taking time with me. I love you.
And we'll see you in the chat room, Patricia. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, James. Bye.
Bye.
So Chris is coordinating things in the background. But
I have 3 minutes before I have to go to a TV show, unfortunately.
I know. So, hey, Chris, who do we have there?
We have Gail. Gail, who wants to talk to her grandmother, is on the phone.
Okay. Hi, Gail. We have 3 minutes. Hi. So quickly, quickly.
Gail, what's your name?
My grandmother's name?
Yeah.
Ruth.
Ruth. Okay. Let me ask you this. Were there a lot of girls growing up in her family when she was young? A lot of women, a lot of girls, females?
Mm-hmm. She has two sisters. She had two sisters.
Well, they were the adults. This lady's telling me she was an adult when she was a child. So she had to grow up very, very fast, you're telling me. Okay? And you know, someone used to work at a drugstore or like a little candy store.
At the bakery? Her sister worked at a bakery?
Or her sister? Okay. Because I know she'd bring sweets home. She'd bring home sweets.
She'd bring home. She'd bring home those cream horns.
Okay, so please have the member book that. And also she's showing me bows, like dresses with bows on them, like a bow with a collar. And these bows are very important. And I think there's a photograph of you and your other sister, her and her two siblings, with these dresses that all match. Okay, that's what I'm seeing. And bows in the back of the hair, too. Wow. Did she help raise you at one point?
Yes.
Okay, because yes. I just know that she's telling me she was structure in your life, she said to me. I was structure in her life, and you tell her that. And I feel like this lady could have been a teacher as well.
Could have been a teacher. She wasn't a teacher, but she thought about being a teacher. She just said her...
Okay, good, because I feel the vibration. I'm definitely a teacher here. And you're doing everything right, honey. You got to be careful of your eyes. There's a little trouble with your eyes going on. So I don't know if you've heard about that. You just heard about the eye problem or an eye? Okay. So I want you to watch your eyes. Go get an eye checkup. It just feels like a little pressure or something. Nothing severe, but just something to be aware of. Do you ever get headaches above your eyes? Do you ever get any headaches?
No.
Okay. If that starts, you go check it out. I don't think anything fatal, nothing like that. Just she's showing me this.
I had colon surgery recently.
Oh, you had what? The cataract removed?
Colon surgery.
Oh, colon surgery. Now, I'm thinking I feel that's okay. I'm just going, she's showing me eyes here, okay, and keep on doing some, I don't know, what there's journaling you're doing or some scrapbooking. Have you ever done scrapbooking?
No.
Okay, I don't know what I'm seeing. Okay, scrapbooking, okay. Well, there you go, my love. I got to get going. So lots of love to you, sweetheart.
Hey, Gail from Texas, I know we weren't able to get to you. James, how can people reach you? Your chat room?
My chat room, and come to my classes. I mean, come to my spirit circles, and I do messages there all the time.
So sorry, Gail. I know that we tried to get you. We just had so many people on the line. So thank you.
We'll do it again, CJ.
Yeah, I'm so grateful. Uh-huh.
Great. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you so much,
okay,
James.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, CJ. Bye-bye.
Take care. I'm going to follow up with making sure that everyone knows all the cool things that James is doing. So many thanks to him today. He just did a fabulous job. It's just astounding. So, folks, go to www.vanprog.com. Looks like there's a chat room if some of your questions didn't get answered today. And for folks in Seattle, we have several different opportunities to see James. One is on February 11th. He will be doing a book reading at the East West Bookshop. And you can go to eastwestbookshop.com to get information on that. And he has 10 more spaces in his mediumship class in Seattle on February 13th to the 17th. Or you can join him on February 18th for a spirit circle here in Seattle. And at the end of February, he's going to be doing a spirit circle in San Francisco where he will talk about his philosophy, meditation, and then get 2 hours of what we've been doing. So if you didn't have an opportunity to talk to your loved one, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Gail, out there. I know that you wanted to talk to someone. Hopefully you'll be able to go to one of these spirit circles or connect with James on his website at vanprog.com. Folks, thank you so much for joining us. If you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then find us on Fired Up with CJ on our fan page on Facebook and like us and like James as well on James on Prague. On Facebook. Make sure to tune in next Thursday when we talk to Sarah Taylor about being a vegan. Have a great weekend, everyone.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com. Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back. What a fantastic show. We were so lucky to have James in Prague, and he said he will be back. I know that we had so many people calling, and he is just so fabulous. So I understand how you'd want to talk to him. And I'd also say that Growing Up in Heaven is a book that he wrote, and I got so much out of this book. In the book, I think for me, it gave me a sense of peace because whether it's someone that you lost, which I lost my dad long ago that I love very dearly, and there's always a certain amount of anxiety that we have when we lose someone. What happened to them? Where do they go? Why did I have to lose them in this particular way? And Growing Up in Heaven does such a beautiful job at where James Van Praagh, who is a medium, has talked to children that have passed and had gathered all sorts of information about what happens, how we actually basically get reincarnated lifetime after lifetime. We have a soul plan that we come out to achieve. And in that life, we have a soul family and a soul group and soul mates that are there to support us on our journey. And sometimes those people are pushing us to achieve what we need to learn. So they may not be all your favorite people, but it kind of gave me a clear sense that perhaps there are people out there in our soul family that push our buttons, but they're there because they're there to teach us a learning. And so it gave a really good structure for me to think about people that are even irritating to me, why they exist, sometimes I wonder. So this book really helped me see those kind of things neutrally, the whole idea of a soul group and a soul family, and to view people as all people who are here helping me on my journey to learn. And here's the tough thing. If you don't learn the lesson, you go back and relive the same thing again the next life. So we have one life, people. So do the best that you can. Try to learn your lessons out there. A lot of what this show's about is being a soul academy for you. For you to learn on this planet how to live your life fully, how to light the fire within you, and to live a happy life for yourself and to leave a happy planet behind. So thank you everyone for tuning into the show. Please get this book, Growing Up in Heaven. If you ever really had any questions about who am I, what am I here for, what happens when I die, there's so many answers in this book. Make sure to see James Spirit Circle on February 18th or to go to his training, 10 more spots left, on February 13th to 17th, all in Seattle, or come to the book signing at February 11th at the eastwestbookshop.com. And you can go to Fire It Up with CJ. Be friends with me. I need friends. So go up to Fire Up with CJ and Facebook and friend me. Seriously, people like me. I'm having issues. Okay, everyone, have a great weekend, and make sure to join us next week when we have Sarah Taylor. She's going to teach us about being a vegan. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
To Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.